When Jesus talked to his disciples, he said to them, I send you out today as sheep among the wolves.
Yes.
And then later he talks to them about the hireling in the pulpit, who when the enemy comes, the wolf comes, they run and they don't confront, they don't warn, they don't protect. I'd like you to just take and balance a little bit that concept of the wolf, because there are wolves, and wolves are not nice people. They're not people. They're not nice. They devour. They eat sheep. They eat sheep. So there are wolves out there. So factor that into a little bit about the balancing of the wolf, which is a fearful thing, with the fact that we're sheep, and we're also more than conquerors in Jesus Christ as believers. So we're victorious, but we're also sheep among wolves. So put that together if you can,
please. The Lord is our help, Psalm 121. He is our helper, and we look to him. God doesn't call us to be wolf killers. God is going to take care of the wolves. He calls us to represent him well. And so I think we have to begin by looking to our own souls. We need to have, as individuals, we need to have a genuine walk with God. We need to be fed with the means of grace, the scripture, and prayer, and meaningful fellowship with other believers in the context of a Bible-believing local church. We need to actively develop relationships with the lost for the purpose of reaching them with the story, the glorious story of the gospel. And that means we need to learn to spend time with those people who are inherently going to disagree with us. We need to learn to spend time with them without falling into arguments. We need to develop friendships based on the things we do have in common in the image of God. If we're ambassadors for Christ and we spend our time being rude and angry, the lost are going to think that's how God is. And that's going to give them an excuse to reject him. Now, people are going to reject God anyway, but I fear that too often God's people give them reasons to illegitimately. If you're constantly afraid and expressing that fear on social networks, they're going to think your God isn't strong, or that he isn't trustworthy, he's not reliable, and you don't really depend on him, you don't really agree with him. I would like to see God's people be avenues, ambassadors of grace that sets the truth out there in ways that God will use to draw people to himself.